Hey, I do actually have a complaint right now. You can add this in or not. Show, but these Humble Engrams. I mean, I'm not trying to brag or whatever, but like, they're getting annoying. I have too many of them, and I hate how they load up in your inventory first and then they go to your postmaster. I wish they could just like stack or go somewhere that you don't have to worry about them taking up space. It's becoming an issue.
Oh no, yeah. You're getting too much stuff.
I know. Well, they're almost like considered like blues to me now. You know what I mean? Like, but at least blues don't stack up in your inventory first on the side, and then they go into your, you know. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 67 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them and their experiences in Destiny and discuss other topics. Your host, as always, are Kingsley Mack, Sin, and Des Raven. How are you guys doing tonight, Sin, Des Raven? What's new?
Well, nothing new, really. Just hanging out, playing Iron Banner. Working way too much, the usual.
Trying to play again as we're recording.
Dude, I just finished my sidearm kills. Right as you said that, I finished it. So yes.
Dedication.
Win. I don't even need to pay attention now. I got this.
Was it so worth it? Was that what you were so excited for this season over everything else?
I mean, I wanted to get it just because it came out and supposedly Ford Pass is supposed to be good, but yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. Cool. It's one less thing I got to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not worrying about it myself, but Des, how are you doing? What's new?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I got a haircut yesterday. So yay.
Hey, were you able to schedule a time? Didn't have to wait outside or everything like that?
I mean, considering my wife cuts my hair, I better not have to wait outside.
That is true. That is true.
My haircut is low maintenance. All I need is a shaver, and I'm good to go.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, no more.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Huh? But other than that, you know, just getting my face kicked in by one fairly reputable Destiny artist known as Mr. Munkus. I still love him though.
Apparently he does good art, but he also kicks ass.
He does, legitimately. He is nasty with a gnawing hunger. Let me tell you what, I could not do anything against him. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's go into some of that talk first about what we've been doing. I mean, I didn't do much Iron Banner, but this is kind of the whole discussion of like Iron Banner, Crucible in general, our experiences with it, what other people have been talking about. And of course, the evergreen topic right now of connection-based matchmaking.
Oh, right.
what were your all experiences? Because I didn't do much Iron Banner. I don't know, Sin, have you done any too much, or was this kind of your main experience?
Well, I played a little bit at the beginning of the week on PC. And got completely obliterated. I'm not very good on PC, but you're talking about controller versus mouse and keyboard. Mm-hmm. It's a little rough, not going to lie. And then on PS4, which is what I'm doing tonight, it's a much, much better experience. Yeah. I've been winning games. I've been killing more people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I can't complain. I'm also been using, what's this pulse rifle? Vigilance Wing. because I need to get the Catalyst finished. And I got killed a lot by it. And that was on PC when I was getting killed by it. And I've been using it now on PS4 and I've been doing really well. And I don't even have the Catalyst done yet, but soon.
Yeah, actually just finished that Catalyst.
Nice.
See, I don't, of course, do much Crucible still, but I was kind of wondering, like, my theory is, yes, we can talk about our experiences in connection-based matchmaking, but to be totally fair, we probably need to get at least 20, 30 matches under our belt to see if there truly is a even mix, you know what I mean? Like, you can't say, like, oh, he got stomped 5 matches and then you only played 5 matches total. You know what I mean? Like, you got to play like a fair amount of matches to see if things actually do even out, which they may not. But I was just curious if it does. Have you played much matches in all since Connection Base started?
I have cleared all of the weekly bounties on all 3 characters. So okay. I think I have a fairly, you know, healthy-ish.
Do want to hear then?
All in all I have to say is it feels completely awful. I mean, okay. I mean, to me, from all right, this is also my perspective here. But
that's fair. And then it's so awful, meaning also
even when I
matches or all just like people killing you really quick, but sometimes you'll still squeak out wins or.
I don't know. I mean, and that's the thing to me. Knowing it's connection based, even when I do well, I don't know if I'm doing well, and that's why just all in all, I'm not having fun. But, I mean, I've had some incredible low points and losing, like I said, going up against people that can definitely go through trials many times. And then on the other end, today I got my first Ghost Wolf and Iron Banner, which is killing 6-7 people without taking damage.
Nice.
But then again...
made it, what would you say your win-loss ratio is? Just a rough number. It doesn't have to be accurate.
That's actually hilariously about the same, to be honest.
All right.
I'm probably losing a little more than what I did before, but, I mean, I primarily play solo, so I'd never won a lot as is. And I'm like I said, I don't know. Like I said, I can't trust the metric right now in how well I'm actually doing. Yep.
And that's what I feel like too. I feel like here's the thing in connection, we can still say this experiment with connection based matchmaking is horrible, but at the same time, I want to be fair about it and give it, you know, we got to give it a few months, give it the season or whatever to see how it kind of all pans out. I'm in a PC match right now, and I know Sin hates Crucible on PC, and I know it is sweatier, but I always do better on PC than PS4 based on like my movement skills, how much input lag I get on PC versus PS4. And I'm in an Iron Banner match right now, and I'm actually getting a fair amount of kills. We're evenly matched. We might actually win this game. Now you could say my experience in this match is the non-normal, so maybe if I run 5 more matches, I'll get slammed in each one.
Oh yeah,
but I'm just trying, you know, for the sake of the podcast, I meant to run more Crucible, even though I don't like to, but I didn't run too much obviously this week. Raids or things come up, I'm always gonna do that first. But I always like doing Rumble when I'm doing my weeklies, because super easy no matter what, you know, the matches are shorter. Mm-hmm. So I did my 4 weeklies. I just was in Rumble, and Rumble seemed exactly the same, no different. And Rumble is always fairly easy on PC, no matter what you say, Sin, with the other matches. Rumble, you can get kills pretty easily, trust me. but I know people don't like Rumble. And then I hopped in a match of Control. And what I did notice for sure, and we won, not by a lot, but what I did notice for sure, and this is what I'm hearing from a lot of people too, and this again is to be expected with connection-based matchmaking, there's a much wider range of skills. So like there was a guy... What? On the other team that had an 8.0 KD, and then there was a guy in our team that had like a 4-point-something high 4 KD. And those are the things you don't normally see as much, right, with skill-based measure. Sure. And I did notice I was getting killed a little faster, probably because when those top-tier players were coming around, they were just, you know, their time to kill against me was way quicker than what I'm used to with other maybe skill-based matchmaking. But then I could still squeak out a few kills with the other teammates, and we still won. So I don't know. For me, I'm not really like enjoying Crucible any less because of this change, because I just have so little invested. It's like a fun experiment for me is what I'm saying. Just to kind of see. Yeah. A lot of people complain, a lot of people concerned, but I'm just kind of like, well, let's see what's going on out there.
And no matter what, I'm going to roll punches. It's just, like I said, I'm one of those weird people that had fun with skill-based. So if it's time to go, all right.
My guess, and it's really early to say, and I still think that when this is all said and done, probably more people are going to be for saying, okay, let's turn off connection-based matchmaking for things like Iron Banner and maybe Control. And, you know, we still got to have a quick play playlist, maybe have some good quick play ones, not just the stupid classic mix one, but have some connection-based quick play stuff, and then have a little more of the skill-based in there too, promoted.
Exactly.
Because I am hearing from people that they are losing a lot of matches. And what I was going to say is my guess is that all said and done, if we all average out like 50 matches each, you know, with connection base, it's supposed to be an even mix of wins and losses. But my guess is it's actually going to be a little more on the losses side because of those top tier players.
Oh, yeah. But that's the thing, though, because it's not going to be changed back, because there's not going to be any pressure. Because as I tend to allude to, a lot of what I feel people's opinions on matchmaking are just echoed from their favorite content creator. And what, you know, oh, this guy's good at PvP, so if he says, you know, the skill-based is garbage and connection-based is the way to go, then I think connection-based is the way to go type deal.
Yeah, potentially. You're right. There's a greater chance they'll change things for those reasons. But haven't they already kind of done some stuff in the past where they went more skill-based matchmaking? So I think it's possible.
To everyone's chagrin. But no, I mean, yeah, that was basically, I think, either at the start of or shortly after D2, that things kind of switched to the skill-based.
Yeah, yeah. So it could always change again, is all I'm saying. You know, it seems like we always kind of go through these things, right? Like, every year or so, it's like kind of swinging one way or the other.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, and listening to some other podcasts and people in the community, I just kind of wanted to give some shout-outs for some people that are saying their experiences. Gator, on his latest podcast, Guardian Down podcast, was saying he hates it, and he's a pretty good player. I know, I forget what his KD was. He was like, I think he's like upper one, like close to two KD or something, and his experience so far is like he feels like everyone he's playing against is super really good players, and for him, even being a higher, you know, close to 2 KD player, and he's even having a bad experience, that's a little concerning. But then I'm also hearing from people like Soccer and Davis in our Discord. I know they're really good PvP players, and they're saying they're enjoying it a lot, immensely. Now, you could say, well, of course, this is the whole thing. The better players are going to enjoy this more. That was the whole point all along.
Yeah. Can you really trust anything Davis says? just putting that out there.
Davis could be ban worthy.
I'm saying, I mean, ban Davis is, you know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but definitely a shout out to all the Discord guys that answered my probably a little too quick question. I think I may. Yeah, like 5 days ago. I only gave him like 2 days to really feel it out. But yeah, shout out to you guys for responding.
Oh, for sure. a couple other quick points. A couple things I wanted to bring up of articles I've been reading stuff. And there's one that I missed. Maybe I'll bring up later. But there's some news about the population being way up. And then I read another thing that someone was giving some counterpoints to that and showing like, yeah, it's up some, but it's because it always is like this at the beginning of a season. And last year, it wasn't really much different than where we're at right now. I don't know if that's true or not, but let's just put that to the side for a second. But then I found another article, and this is my gut feeling also, because yeah, a lot of people are complaining about Iron Banner right now, but I feel like that's always been the case. People are always complaining about Iron Banner last year too. I don't see any difference.
Oh, for sure.
Just talking to people. And so here's one quick article. Iron Banner is no different than it's always been. People in the sub have completely lost any sense of historical awareness regarding this particular event. So, you know, it says with the removal of skill-based matchmaking, many have come to the conclusion that this must be the reason for their bad experiences in this week's Iron Banner. I have hundreds of comments saying that Iron Banner has been nothing but sweaty six stacks and mercy rolls. Funny enough, about a year ago, the addition of skill-based matchmaking was blamed for the same reason. I just did a search on the subreddit's history, and he gives like four examples of people saying like Iron Banner sucks because they had a skill-based matchmaking. So I just thought that was brilliant. So he kind of just says at the end, it turns out if you're a solo player, playing teams of six is a bad experience, regardless of the matchmaking experience. Who would have thought?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, it lines up with my experience because I normally tend to play solo, but, and like I said, as far as win losses go, there's not really a huge change right now. And then this is the first banner, right? Of the season? Yeah.
It is.
Notoriously, that is definitely when people complain the most, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because, which I think that's more of the casual versus hobbyist, I guess, playtimes, essentially. Because I definitely found out the hard way one season when I came back that, power does matter in Iron Banner. And whenever they made that joke a while back about the power delta that they changed in Banner, and like I said, they made the offhand comment, if you're 100 power level behind, it's going to be a bad time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that. And yes, it is a really bad time.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, too. There's so many variables with Iron Banner, right? Yeah, of course, the power level thing. People that maybe weren't keen to grinding power levels much, someone like me that was super excited to get into the dungeon and be as high as I could, now they're panicking. They're like, oh, wait, I wish I was higher for Iron Banner. I'm not doing as good in Iron Banner. So it's possible that's part of the reason, too. You know, they just need to get their power level up some more. So there's so many things.
Exactly.
I still think, and Gator also said, and I agree with this, you know, there's so many comments of, well, skill-based matchmaking doesn't have incentive for you to play better because you're always playing the same skill, so how do you know if you're getting better? But then there's arguments against that too. I think it's just what your incentive is and how you play. For something that Gator was saying and something that I agree with too, I have more incentive to do better when I'm playing a pretty matched team for skill-based. So, because I can see where they're doing a little bit better than me when they get a kill, you know, versus some 8.0 guy that I just walk around a corner and one shot auto rifle gets me. I have no idea what's going on then. How can I get better if I can't see anything, you know, just getting hit out of the shot?
That's the thing also about skill-based matchmaking is that if you are getting better, and it's usually a gradual progress if you're getting better. So the glorious thing about that is you're never going to notice. Like if you're slowly and continually getting better, you're not going to feel the difference between your matches like today and your matches last month when you were doing worse. Like if you've learned anything, it's going to be more difficult to feel if you learn it organically, I suppose, is the proper word there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's
this will be an evergreen topic for sure.
Oh yeah. I mean it hilariously it always comes around.
Yep. So it we'll see how this continues on through the season too. But do you guys feel like that Iron Banner quest was nice this season? I mean, Sin, you finished it pretty quickly, right?
A couple nights. I didn't do very good, like I said, on PC. But when playing on PS4, I was able to do it fairly quick.
Yeah, but not a lot of matches all in all, right? Even if it was a couple of nights.
Yeah, not bad. A couple matches overall from the couple nights. You know, I think I did 3 or 4 here.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I'm trying out the I want to say it's a hand cannon, but it's not. It's a, what the hell is this called? The auto rifle and the sidearm combination. It actually is pretty good in PvP, just using it in a couple matches. Again, playing on PS4, small, a limited play space, but pretty good combination. Not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
I'll reserve judgment for PC and probably get crushed there.
I don't know about that now.
Yeah, Sin, I just don't know about you. You got to play with me. I'm in a very even match against Iron Banner. It's 68 to 68 right now.
Oh, those are rare.
You are playing. Nice.
I am, just because I didn't get to as much Crucible as I thought I would this week, and I figured I would. I usually don't play during the podcast, but.
when you do.
But when I do, I do. See, I feel like, too, this is always Murphy's Law, right? The people that are super against connection-based matchmaking, they're probably going to notice it more, just either due to Murphy's Law or because the slightest things might set them off. Someone like me, I'm like, I'm willing to see how this all plays out. And, of course, I'm getting, like, the better experience right now.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't feel as bad for losing now, that's for sure. Because, like I said, every once in a while, you're going to get those people that just absolutely, you know, kind of like Munkus, who it felt like I had like a magnet on my head attracting all of his bullets because, my God. which, hilariously, he did end up, he was actually streaming during that time, so I was actually able to see myself, from his perspective, getting absolutely murdered. Exactly. But, of course, at that point in time, I did kind of learn a few things because he definitely has like those better player habits and such.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's something else entirely. Anyway, but yeah, like I said, I couldn't do anything. And as soon as I recognized, it's like, yeah, if I see him, I'm dead. It's like, well, I don't care about this match anymore.
Yeah,
you're done by then.
Did you mention the podcast, Sin, but who did you match against? Some big time player?
Drewski, I matched in PC.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, not so much. I was like, okay, this is not doing it for me.
I mean, I still want them to just bring stuff back, like more play modes like Rift or whatever. But
right,
my main thing, but this whole connection based thing hasn't been bothering me yet. That being said, I'm still willing to admit it may not be the best plan of action if by the end of the season, more of the average tier players are finding out that they're getting way more losses than wins. So we won this match. We had the best person on our team was close to a 4.0 KD, and the other team, the best person was a 1.3. So
seems a little lopsided.
But that's how it's supposed to be with connection-based. It's you just random. You match up with...
Exactly.
That's what it's supposed to be. Now, I know people don't like that, but let's at least understand that it's supposed to be lopsided. It's like if you get an even match, that's not for any reason. That's just randomness if you get an even match.
Exactly, because connection base is basically the cast of the die as far as anything goes. It's going to look at, oh, hey, you connect well with this person. Good luck.
Well, I do like how
it's... Of course, be with you.
Right?
I do like how we're not sitting in orbit. I mean, the connection based is doing its job. Like, we're already at boom, 12 again, and we're ready to go in. So,
yeah, that is true. Like, matchmaking times I have noticed are, I mean, I've kind of noticed, but I multitask a lot anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just like doing something on my phone while waiting for matchmaking. So, I'm definitely, I don't know. I don't know how to describe that, but but matchmaking times are definitely quicker now. I'll definitely give it that. Just let us have a skill-based playlist. I mean, you gave a connection-based playlist, Bungie.
Yep.
Can't you give us a skill modified classic, whatever you want to call it, slap a skill-based on there. I'll be happy.
Slap the base.
And then Classic will actually get some love because no one was really doing Classic before, even though that was...
Which is weird.
I know.
Because everybody wanted connection-based. So they give them a connection-based playlist, and nobody wanted to touch it.
Like, well, I think part of the... Here's my opinion, and they said this a little bit on Massive Breakdowns. Mercury said, like, it's just... It's pushed down to the bottom in smaller print, so everyone that looks at it just psychologically thinks, like, oh, this is not the one we're supposed to pick. You're supposed to pick the bigger ones in the center and on the sides, you know? So psychologically, there's a little bit to it.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's definitely fair. Like, I mean, I watch a lot of game theory, and they have went through, like, a lot of theory about the selection of things and, like, how the average human mind works. And usually, if there's a color association, a person will generally gravitate towards their favorite color, but if they don't have a favorite color from the color association, it's usually the closest to the center.
Yep, yep.
So that is a studied
phenomenon. Yeah. Grocery store. You generally don't go for the bottom shelf stuff unless you know better because it's cheaper or whatever, but you know, you just go for the
eye level. I mean, yep. Because like I said, unless you know it's cheaper, you're not going for the bottom. And if you want to show off, then you're not going for the top.
Sin with your top shelf bamboo.
It depends on where you go. It's kind of like middle shelf.
That's true. I know. But hey, I still need some of that.
It's delish. I'm actually out right now, so.
Oh, no. What will you do? Oh, man. Yeah. So continue to let us know in the Discord, maybe what your experiences are, if you played a lot of Crucible, what you think your win-loss ratio is all in all. And like, if you like, hey, we've played 30 matches at least, and this is what we're experiencing. That's what I really want to know.
Yeah. And if you're a higher skilled player, you can take your opinion and shove it, but I still love you.
Shove it. So what you're saying is shove it with love.
Exactly.
We're going to have to ban Davis for being...
Oh, God. Also, speaking of banner, though, I did not realize it at the time, but new banner perks actually feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah, remind us. Iron something. Iron grip and iron something else?
Gaze.
Yes. And you've gotten to try those out?
Yes. I have been lucky enough. Gaze seems to only drop on the auto that I've seen. And then grip drops on the sidearm that I've seen. Of course, I've also been fortunate in the fact that every sidearm that I've had drop with iron grip also had alloy mag to kind of offset the negative 20 you get to reload speed. It's an insane number. Sure. And in theory, I didn't think that iron gaze would help the forward path all that well. I was actually very against it because, again, it's like negative 20 to range, which is, I mean, good lord, your range bar, you'll be lucky if it even juts out further than the impact bar with iron gaze. It's a little nuts. But I believe I stumbled across conversation on Twitter between Cool Guy and Rick Kakis, I believe.
Rick Kakis.
Yeah, which, of course, I mean, Rick Kakis was basically crapping all over Iron Gaze. But Cool Guy actually laid down some facts, and it's like, yes, it does basically kind of murder auto rifle range, but you still get like 20 meters out of the forward path with Iron Gaze, which isn't nearly as bad as I thought. And also at the same time, he drew comparisons to the fact that, yes, it's a 600 RPM auto, basically with SMG range, but if you categorize it as an SMG, it is actually way better than any 600 RPM SMG.
Hmm.
And that's when it kind of flipped in my head. It's like, of course, I looked over the numbers, and by the numbers, I mean Mercury's numbers. And sure enough, like using the forward path with iron gaze as an SMG it's kind of the way to go.
So should I be going for any of these for PvE reasons? Am I missing out if I don't get any of these?
Fool's Remedy can be fun. But any... I mean, basically, these... I definitely feel that these perks are more suited to PvP. But, well, I mean... Because if you get an Iron Gaze auto, I mean, it doesn't matter because a lot of encounters in PvE are close range anyway. And at that point in time, you're kind of missing out on potentially a better perk combination like Substance and Rampage.
Yeah.
So, no, I do not think these are... I mean, they'll still feel good in PvE, sure. Yeah. But I do think there are better options for PvE than these.
Well, and I probably would have heard something by now. And if for some reason one of these become meta, I can always get it the next Iron Banner. I doubt they will, but yeah.
I will say, the forward path with Iron Gaze and Hipfire Grip, especially with the changes to Hipfire Grip, is definitely a fun SMG.
Yeah, I need to find a SMG that's working for me, although the one in the dungeon's pretty good. That's been dropping. So,
what's the name of that one?
Death Adder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only played the dungeon the one time. And thank you, by the way, for that.
Hey, yeah, me Sam, too. You got to clear. You.
Yeah, yes. Yep. fun dungeon, huh?
It's actually it not fun. We need to go collect more lore.
I got my armor piece this week, so I was really happy about that. So I almost have my complete Dido set. I just need the legs next week. So my warlock looks like a Moonfang warlock.
Nice. I have one piece.
Yeah, I've got a helm. That's it.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I'm definitely going to run it more often, especially because, like I said, it was Banner that got me up to be able to even run it. And now Banner has my Hunter up to 1058. Well, plus like 10 or 11 from the artifact now, but still more comfortably able to run it.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though I still don't think I'm going to stay alive that much in certain encounters.
You just got to try.
Oh, God, it's really hard. Those first two.
Stay like hidden.
Those first two boss fights. My God. It's like, I think Kingsley and, Gohawks, I believe it was, tried to warn me. Yeah, this, no, there was no warning.
Yeah. And people have been raiding a lot this week, too. Of course, I'm always going to be looking for the raids, but I almost feel like there was more raids going on this week than other weeks in my history of keeping track. And usually Iron Banner is more one of those weeks like, everyone's like, no, I'm only doing Iron Banner. So I don't know if it was just the people that were salty about Iron Banner or just coincidentally, but there were a lot of people raiding this week.
I don't know. That ticking or that countdown.
Yes.
Yeah, countdown can be a serious tool to get stuff done.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. And I think I know everyone who's like always been meaning to raid, they're finally like, oh, now that it's going away, now there's the FOMO.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
A lot of people are like, I've never done Leviathan. What? Or like a lot of people, I've never done this, never done that. And so raids are popping up all over the place for people that are wanting to get things done that they haven't done those raids yet, because there is a lot going away. And I was thinking about this on a different angle today, and I'm actually a little worried because right now we have a lot of raids, even though, well, until recently, people didn't have too many reasons for running all of them or whatever. But when we come the fall, we're only going to have 3 raids at the beginning. And I'm a little worried that people won't raid as much because of that.
Well, you're going to have a new one that everybody's going to be playing all the time, plus our throwback.
Throwback doesn't come. I said just at the fall. Yeah, the throwback's coming later. So we just have the 3 right away. And yes, we'll get Vault of Glass sometime in year 4. So, yeah, I mean, it's not horrible, but still, like, it's not going to be like we have, what, 7 raids right now?
I don't know. Yeah, but also at the same time, I feel like that's better. Because, I mean, look at D1. Like, it was kind of easier to get people to...
Yeah, there's like, less to agree on. Like, which one are we going to do?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was getting at. Because yeah, getting six people together, let's raid, you know, being very generic. You get six people together. Right now, yeah, that's great. You get six people together. Now, what do we do? Well, I want to do Scourge. I've never done Garden. Can you give me Divinity?
I need my Anarchy. I need my Terra.
So,
I still need my Terra, by the way.
I still need my Terra.
That's my goal for the end of the season, just so I can collect it. Not that it's awesome or whatever, but, you know.
I still need Terra, Anarchy, and 1K. So,
and everyone does for sure need Anarchy. It's really good in the dungeon at the boss encounter, the final boss. Spoiler, whatever.
But yeah, so it's, yeah. Like I said, that's once you get those people together, at least you'll be able to agree. Hey, let's run this. Let's run this.
I really hope they do the weekly featured thing. That's why I really hope they do that this fall. There's going to be only three raids at the beginning. I mean, maybe they don't want to because they just want everyone running the new one primarily, but I think it would be awesome to still have it rotate on a 3-week rotation and of the three raids that are just there in the fall, have that be promoted and better drops.
Yeah, that definitely, that helped.
It helped in D1, you know.
Yeah, it helped. Well, what was it? Age of Triumph, I think it was, when they did that.
Yep. Yeah, and that sounds about right.
Yeah, there was definitely time, like I said, it helped people like narrow down. And there were definitely several times that you get together for, you know, the featured raid, you bang it out, and you still have some time. It's like, well, let's do a Volgrun real quick. All right, sure, whatever. So, I mean, like I said, helped narrow, laser focus the choice there a lot. But I don't know if it might be also at the same end. Just kind of like, I just want all of them to drop pinnacle drops. It's like, just give it all to me.
Well, that too. Yeah, that would be fine. I mean, we're kind of, yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, why keep, well, I guess mostly the reason why they're keeping it around is because the planet's still, or, you know, the Dreaming City's still around. So that's why Last Wish is around.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but yeah. We will see. We will see. Yeah, so the last match I won, we lost pretty bad, but then now this match again, we're 60-34. So this is funny, Sin. I'm out of like playing five matches tonight, like we've won four of them. On PC, on Iron Banner, connection based. So see, not everyone's experiences is the same, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I just suck on PC. Oh, I guess. No,
I'm sure you have a better KD than me. I sometimes think, again, it's like just, it's funny coincidences.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, here we have pretty much the entire spectrum.
And that's why we need to have a lot of data to be fair about it. We can't just give our total experience after five matches, which I'm willing to say that too. Maybe I'll play another 30 matches and I lose every single one. You know? So.
You're going to play 30 more matches
tonight. I mean, throughout the whole season. If I'm lucky, if you guys are. I mean,
if you're lucky to make it past tonight, not get frustrated.
The reason why I'm even still doing the weeklies, the Crucible weeklies, is a little bit pinnacle for the XP, but yeah, more for the pinnacle. I'm at 1056 now for my base, and nice. I just made it. And once I get to 1060, I'm like, I think Crucible is going to be bumped down to the bottom again. Well, it's already kind of at the bottom, but like bumped down to not even doing the weeklies, you know, unless I really have a reason to.
I mean, I'm kind of already, because like I said, at the start of the season, I was definitely like doing more of a proper grind and getting my powerfuls and then getting my pinnacles. Now I just don't care. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do.
You're all over the place.
Exactly. And if I get a pinnacle out of it, cool. If it's just something I'm grinding to just do, whatever. Like, it's still like this early in the season and I'm like 1050 something, so I'm fine.
I want to give a shout out to Brother Ben and Untyped Damage and a bunch of those guys that you saw that joined the Discord a bunch. I think it was like a day or two ago. I first met them through wanting to do a garden raid, and we started it a couple nights ago, and then they started it, they continued it some yesterday, and then I came back in. I wasn't in that group right away, and then I came back in to help out again. And basically, Brother Ben had passed it once, but still fairly fresh, and the rest of them had never even stepped foot. And we did really good. I had never tried a Sherpa group of five before. I was pretty concerned. We even did a Divinity run.
Oh, wow.
We didn't finish it the first night, though. I think we could have, but it was getting late, even for us in Utah time. It was like 3 a.m. our time, you know, which is like 5 a.m. Eastern, people getting ready to wake up.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
You know, but I had a lot of fun, and goes to show that, you know, you can Sherpa new people through if they just pick up on things. Kind of my theory all along is it's almost more about staying alive than anything else, and they were doing a good job staying alive. So the thing is, like, even if you don't get the mechanics down smoothly, if you can stay alive, then it doesn't matter if you have to four phase it. But it's when you're not staying alive, then you have to hope for the two phase, or else everyone's dead by the third or fourth phase.
Yeah, which I got to say, I got to learn, or at least be put in the shoes, because I jumped into a Crown of Sorrow. Jumped into is the wrong terminology. I was kind of pulled into by one Kitty Fails.
Her persuasive pulling you out.
Right.
Which shout out, she was just on the Guardian Down podcast I just finished listening to.
Fellow
writer. I'd like to name that episode. Mm-hmm. I would name that episode if anybody's listened to it. Falling out of a two-story window.
I know, seriously. That was a crazy story.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet.
That's definitely interesting.
Yeah, Kitty Fails is right up there with me. We have a pretty close amount of raid completions, right around 200 each.
Yeah.
So,
in fact, I met her through you. Because we were pulling together a... was it a Leviathan? Or was it an Eater? I think it was Eater of Worlds. Of course, that was like, what? 2-3 years ago now, so whatever.
Yeah, who knows, right? I can't remember all my raids.
I know, right? Yeah, I think you had to drop out for something, but I ended up staying and finishing it out. But, or was it a Leviathan? It had to have been, because I kind of helped out with the last encounter. Anywho, either way, bad memories, or not bad memories, but bad memory.
Yeah.
but yeah, I got to learn the, I guess the powered or buffed person role, sort of, in Crown of Sorrow in the last encounter, which, let me tell you what, it's really hectic keeping up with crap.
It is. I still feel like that's the most mechanic-heavy raid. People will say, like, Last Wish or Garden, but no, trust me.
No.
I'm with more groups that can't pass Crown than any other raid.
Yeah, that, and like I said, having experienced it and pretty much having had learned the entirety of Last Wish, except for how to properly do Riven. I still don't know how to properly do Riven.
Me too.
Right? But, yeah, having learned, like, every other aspect of it, like, Last Wish definitely felt like King's Fall, mechanic-wise, and kind of like Wrathish. But Crown of Sorrow just has so much... It's not the fact that it's really mechanic-heavy. It's just you have to juggle them all simultaneously in order to
pass less tolerance for error. It's like the other raids, a couple people can die and then the people can pick up the slack, but on there, sometimes one person dies and if it's at the wrong second, it's like, oh, wipe. Everyone knows immediately. You know, it's like, or even if you try to continue it through, it's like you all end up wiping 30 seconds later anyways because it would have never worked out.
It has definitely happened because there were times like me and my partner would end up dying and maybe nobody heard that, you know, Voidside's down. And all of a sudden, you know, there's like 60 freaking acolytes over there and they try and pick us up and they're like, oh my God, what happened? It's like, yeah, we told you, but you know,
well, that whatever. Too, it's a very chatty raid. Everyone's having to like talk over each other because there's like three different groups and you have to ignore everyone out. But then also listen when a group needs help. It's just crazy.
Exactly. Like I said, it's just so much to juggle, whereas at least other raids that are mechanic heavy, they have them in a way... I don't know. It's just, I guess, easier to
understand.
Digest.
I totally understand, yeah.
It's just chaos in Crown. It's absolute chaos in that last encounter.
But I love it. I love how tight and small the arena is, and it's like... even though it's chaos, it is in a way a very predictable pattern once you learn it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like a, it's like an orchestra that all comes together. And if you can learn where the ads spawn in and then where to move and then how to help out other people, it's very like technical yet still somewhat creative and go with the flow. But that's why I don't love raids as much like Scourge, where at the end I always consider it, I call it like a sloppy final encounter, because you know, you can try to position the tank and take down the boss exactly where you want, but even the very skilled players, you can't always get that perfectly. And then everyone's like fumbling to know where to put the wells. And it's always a cluster, no matter what strat we come up with. You know?
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, it's chaos and hectic and crown. But also at the same time, I had a lot of fun, even though we failed a lot.
Well, that's what we all hope, that we can always have fun, no matter if we pass it or not. We'll eventually pass things, and that's what's great about raids.
Yeah, it's all about the patience game.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, what else is new? I mean, when we're recording this, tomorrow is reset, July 7th, and obviously, you know, the podcast will come out some point after that, but July 7th is a couple things. We finally know now that the Contact public event is going to Titan, because they spoiled that to us on the Destiny intro screen, like when you're logging into the game.
Yeah,
kind of surprised they did that, but
not so much. Well,
not so much in a way, but like I'm surprised they put it there but didn't have it anywhere else. It's like they kind of want to keep things secret, but then sometimes it's like they don't keep it secret all the way to reset. They still let you know the weekend ahead of time. You
know? I mean, that, and they already spoiled it day one whenever you see the Triumph, and it's like, IO and Titan.
Yes. But I was like worried when it didn't come in week four, because there's that 3-week rotation. I was worried it'd be like way later in the season. So now I'm at least a little happy it's coming now. We don't have to wait too much longer.
Shoot it around.
Yeah. It is so weird, because it's what, like 5 weeks now? Or this will be the fifth
week? This will be the fifth week, yeah.
So yeah, this is like a super weird rotation.
It is. Now, do you think the story missions are going to stay on IO? I kind of think they are myself. Or do you think they'll also move to Titan?
They might change.
They mentioned a base camp on Titan.
And what'd you say, Sin?
I was going to say, I think they might change. Because it wouldn't make sense if they move the... move it and then have the interference mission back on the original plan.
Yeah, but there's so much
more sense to me that they move it.
I'm like way too impressed if it changes though, because they put a lot of digital artistry into that tree, you know, on IO, that in that story mission, the seed or the tree, whatever that thing is. And I just can't imagine them having a whole other set of story missions on another planet. That seems like almost like expansion level, not like just season level.
Unless it's the exact same area, but on a different planet.
They could do that. Move where you load into it and just keep the, you're loading into the story mission. It doesn't matter where the actual end story mission's at, but they could move the actual, where you launch into it. If they moved it
I don't consider that a new mission. That's just a new starting place, but it's the same mission.
I guess in 24 hours.
Well, it's fun speculation for sure. Yeah. And what else are we starting?
I don't know. I was about to say, considering this will probably be out before or after reset, people will know. But a rumor has it that we might get an exotic this reset.
Yeah.
Or exotic quest.
It would make sense, because we're also getting an update, a bigger one. It's a 2.9.1, so it's not like a .02 update. So they're actually... Yeah. Fixing some bigger things, / maybe adding something into their time-gated releases. Also, it's Bungie Day, July 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is what I was getting at, we are also starting Moments of Triumph.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's coming as well.
And that's always usually like, not necessarily a new, there could be a new activity, but it's more like, do the same old stuff, but like, do them all a lot. You know what I mean? And then, I don't know. We'll see how that goes, but we're at least getting Moments of Triumph. We're at least getting Contact public event on Titan, maybe an exotic quest, maybe a new story mission. I hope we can start hunting down the eyes. That's going to be a really fun thing to do for a while. I mean, of course, some people are going to get it done like day one, but I almost want to take my time unless we know the weapon is so good. But, I think I'm really excited to go back into the Whisper mission and go into the dungeon and kind of like slow down in these areas, find all the eyes that we need to get.
Of course, I will say the weapon does look fun for sure. Because, well, for the super curious, it actually has been previewed in one of the many trailers to the season. So,
yeah.
It's not a huge secret, but, and of course, people know the perks, and because, yeah, I would say data mining, but Bungie's API is wide open, so you don't really have to mine that hard.
Yeah.
You just need people that know how to, I guess, allocate the data into a pleasant user interface, much yep. like at light.gg, and yeah, would have named somewhere else, but sites now escape me.
Well, that's everything on my list. Anything else you guys wanted to bring up for this week?
I think that's all I completed on my list this week. It was light, other than working a shit ton.
What's new, right?
I had a 4-day weekend. Yay.
That's nice.
And I guess, oh, wow. Yeah. My birthday's coming up Sunday.
Hey. Congrats, congrats. My wife's birthday
is on Monday. Your birthday is Sunday?
Hmm?
You say your birthday is on Sunday? Yes. Well, early happy birthday. Yeah.
Early happy birthday. And my wife's is on Monday. So one day apart.
Nice. Actually, I think that's the same. Like that's it. The same birthday as Buster as well.
Wow.
He's a 13th nice. Baby. And then Santa Fan is the 11th.
Wild.
No, right? If I would have known, because there was a, which is one reason why we had a drunk cast like on the old podcast, because our birthdays were literally, you know, a day apart. And if I would have known beforehand Xenophon fit in that line, he would have been on that show. Absolutely blitzed with the both of us, but that's neither here nor there, but just a fun story, I guess, and finding out and weird coincidence.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. I don't think there was too much else in the TWAB, so that's why I was just kind of going over just what we've been doing and wanted to talk connection-based matchmaking and what's coming up soon. So I'm sure we'll have more to talk about this next.
Yeah, as it develops next week, I'm sure we will.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hopefully we'll have quite a bit to talk about, because like I said, hopefully a new exotic. Hopefully, like I said, we'll find out if Titan actually changes anything or not, which, like you said, it would be super impressive if they do change anything major to go along with the shift to Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a lot of work to put in. Which is why I'm...
Well, we know they can do a live event, so it's only a matter of what they can do on a non-live event.
Yeah. Oh, then Moments of Triumph. Now, that's the one that usually has the armor? Or is that Solstice?
I don't remember anymore. Moments of Triumph, I feel like, is the one where it's more about doing all these triumphs, of course, and...
Yeah.
Some of them are raid-based, some of them are, and they're usually fairly destructive. Some of them are like, do a billion of this, a billion of that, and then, but I think that's more just the triumphs, and then you might get some cool rewards, of course, if you do a lot of triumphs, but then the Solstice is more like the armor one, I think.
Okay. Yeah, because I was about to say, I think Solstice was the one where you got the armor, and it's white, and you do this, and you can upgrade it to blue, you do all this crafting, upgrade it to purple, and you do 15 blue million things, and you can masterwork it.
Yep. Which,
the one we were promised would be Armor 2.0, that one?
I mean, I wasn't playing at that point in time, so...
Well, I knew, and I think so many people were stressing about, like, even if it was going to be a good piece of armor, I knew, like, but there's going to be other good pieces of armor once the new expansion starts, so, like, why do we care to put this much effort into it just for some stupid armor pieces? Now, the triumphs, I'm a little more interested in, but super crazy grinding for an armor set? Not so much, unless it's the most amazing looking thing in the world. Now, maybe if they bring back the Crota one from D1, then I'll grind for that. But
I mean, I'm the dummy that's probably going to grind the holy crap ton out of that armor. At least I'm a hunter.
Well, at least all the raids, if there's any raid stuff, I'll have that done quickly. But yeah, all the crucible
stuff. Because I know that first solstice armor, I didn't masterwork for. I don't remember why. But I did get it up to purple. And then, like I said, I didn't get a chance to even try for last year's armor. But by God, I'm going to do it this year. Probably. Maybe.
Yeah.
I might give up halfway. Yeah. Who knows?
Let's do it. Well, thanks everyone who has joined the Discord recently, joined the clan. We've had a few more people join the clan. And if anyone wants to leave us a review, please continue to consider doing that, because we will read it on the air. Maybe Sin will even do a funny voice.
Or do Jess. It.
Or me.
Do it. I'll just talk normally like this, and I will read it.
In fact, if we hardly ever get reviews, then the one time we do, we could probably even hire Elmer Fudd to come on and do the review.
You hear that, Fudd?
Fudd? Is this the second time Fudd McMuffin's being called
yes,
out?
Yes, this is the second time Fudd is being called out. That gorgeous bearded man.
Someone who's listening to this, tell someone to leave a review, and then also ping Elmer Fudd and say he needs to come on to read the review.
Exactly.
Okay, let's get this.
You know what works amazingly?
Trending on Twitter.
Especially, yeah, you know what works amazingly? Peer pressure.
Truth.
Yes. So someone find a friend who hasn't left a review, and then someone message good old Elmy.
Did you say
good old Elmy?
Oh, good old
Elmy Fudd.
Or better yet, just ping Elmer Fudd. Go ahead and warn him. It's happening. I mean, you know, be preemptive. You don't need to be
reactive. Everyone message Elmer Fudd now. Stop listening to the podcast. Message him to listen to this podcast, and then tell him to come on and read something to us. We will make up a review if we have to. where are we going with this?
I got no idea.
I don't even know. The long tangents.
I'm sorry. I'll take the blame for this one.
Yeah, that's all good. All right. Well, we better go. Listen, if there's anything else you guys want to talk about, I do not mind, but...
No, all I'm going to say is PS4 is much better for me in Crucible. Okay.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, I talked about the banner weapons, or at least the perks, so... It's all bueno. Get the forward path, at least. It's a really good kinetic auto.
Yes.
Like, using it again did remind me of how much I loved it until Duty Bound came along.
Well... Sin, where can people find you?
You can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia and over on Twitter at @sin_media. You can also find Axe podcast bombing Kitty over at Guardian Downcast. Des Raven, show the deets.
As usual, you can find me at @DES_Raven on Twitter, as well as a couple of Discords, and you can definitely ping me up, have a nice little conversation in chat. I don't have a soapbox rant this time, so Kingsley.
Lies.
And since you gave a shout out to, we gave a lot of shouts to Garden Down this week, I also want to give a shout out to Two Titans and a Hunter. They continue to mention us from time to time also, so please everyone also give them a listen.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Great friends of the show. Anyways, you can find me as Kingsley Mac all the places except for Twitter. I am MC Kingsley. And, McKingsley. McKingsley.
Definitely call him McKingsley, like I did for like the first year I knew him.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't bug me, but that's why.
Because it bugs me. Sure.
That's my stuff. Anyways, you can find our show at The Guardian Hub, which you know about, but check out our lovely website, theguardianhub.com, has all the information where you can join our Discord and or our clan. And our Twitter is The Guardian Hub. So thanks everyone for listening another week, and we'll catch you next week. Goodbye.
Later, man.
Stay fresh. Be excellent to each other.